Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rob's become a member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's formerly a professor. He's formerly is a syndicated columnist. He's the author of an outstanding book that's now its third edition, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. And he helps companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Rob Grady, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about your ideas on how to get our brands established and embedded in the minds of customers and prospects, but also users. I talk about the four different influencers we have in our world right these days now in the age of the customer. Rob, we got communities, we got users who haven't bought from us yet, but they still talk about us. And we got prospects. These are people who actually know about us and are considering buying from us. And then we got those sweet customers that we love so much. So how do we get our brands embedded in their minds?
Well, here's an old saying I just made up. It's quality, service, or price. You got to pick any two out of three. Q&P. It happens all the time. Your customer wants it yesterday. He wants it perfect, and he wants to pay next to nothing for it. So he wants you to offer all three. But the secret is, Jim, if you do that for too long, you're going to go out of business.
That's right.
Let me give you a quick
example. Even
Walmart
can't do that.
No, you can't offer all three, or you will go out of business. Let's say you're a fancy restaurant, Chef Pierre, and you offer escargot and great steaks and lobster. And impeccable service, but it's going to cost you your credit limit. So you've got great quality and great service, but not such a great price. Now, compare that with your fast food restaurant, where the quality is questionable. You may get fast service. You might be served in 90 seconds or less and a great price. But let's say Chef Pierre decides he wants to offer those same low prices. He still wants to offer that escargot and that great steak. But guess what? If he offers it for $3.99 and throws in a beanie baby to boot, you're going to find that he's going to go out of business very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Can't afford to do that.
You're going to get a great deal, but you're not going to get it for long.
No, you can. The idea then is to offer only two out of three. You may have to change those two out of three. I have a printer friend who offers great quality and great price, but you may have to wait for a while for it. Or he may offer great quality and do it, you know, fast delivery, but he's going to upcharge for it.
Cost you, right.
He's only offering two out of three at a time. If you offer all three at a, you may buy some market share for a while, but eventually you're going to go out of business.
So how does that connect to branding?
Well, the idea then is to take one of those, that Q, that S, or that P, and advertise that or promote that. If I want to talk about my great, great service, let's say I'm Nordstrom's, and I want to talk about great service, you better have great service across all spectrums. Anybody who's going to touch any of those four aspects or those four that you were talking about earlier, any of those people, let's say you're trying to collect on you're having a problem with your credit card bill, and you call up Nordstrom's, and you get a nasty person on the other end of the line, that's going to destroy the whole image that you have of great service.
So what you're saying is, your brand, part of your brand at least, should be what you're known for.
Absolutely.
How many times have you had someone say, look, while you're here, you got to go to this restaurant. There's absolutely no atmosphere, but the best burger in town. You know, so that's
that may be.
You know, that's the deal, and
that's
and
your
so
brand.
You don't go there looking for a tablecloth, and so
no.
So but these people don't try to be something else.
No, that's kind of like that's what a politician does. You're trying to be everything to all people. You want to establish a singular image. And I always say, when you advertise only one thing. There's only one real successful campaign that advertised more than one thing, and that was great taste, less filling for light beer. But otherwise, you want to advertise or promote to all your constituents that one thing, and you got to pick it, quality, service, and price. You offer two, but you only advertise one at a time. So That's what I believe to be the secret of branding. There's another idea that I would propose, and that is identifying what I call the augmented product. In my book, I talk about the actual product, the expected product, and the augmented product. The actual product, when you buy a bottle of shampoo, let's say, is a piece of plastic and some liquid. The expected product is clean hair. That's what you expect to get from it. But the augmented is the fact that, I don't know, it leaves your hair wavy, or it cures your dandruff, or that's why you actually buy that shampoo. Every shampoo will get your hair clean, but you buy your particular shampoo because it's great for your type of hair, and it clears up your split ends or your dandruff, or it's great for oily hair or for dry hair or for whatever your hair issue might be. The whole purpose is to promote that augmented additional service or product that you have.
Well, and small businesses can do that better than big companies can. And I think that's a powerful point that you're making there, Rob, that I think is really powerful with customers. Is, you know, if I own a tire store, you can, you know, I tell you, you know, yeah, you can buy tires from me, you can buy tires from somebody else. But I'm the one who's going to email you every 4 months and say and remind you to bring your tires by so I can check the how the tires are doing, check the air, rotate them for nothing, and I'm the one who's going to give you peace of mind for your family.
You're the one who's going to offer that. You're going to be more flexible as a small business to be able to dodge and weave between the big business's lack of service
and provide that augmented benefit. But you got to, I think you need to sell it too. Hey, Rob, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
TheGradyCompany.com. G-R-E-D-E is how you spell his last name. Rob will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.